Sag es wochen per gedacht, mich da kemon Mittag mit der Zauber auf Berge. In a time keeping. If Dam Chatzis would spread straight from the neck of the behemoth before it was in the scalp of a cleat onto a beggar, the beggar would not have to be washed. As only Dam that's ready for Hazrach, if it was spread on a beggar, would the beggar need to be washed? But in this case, since the Dam was not yet in the scalp of a cleat, it's not yet ready for Hazrach, so therefore the beggar would not have to be washed. Minakaren umine yisod, in the time keepers. If the beggar, after it was put on the Karen in his back by the coin, gone to a beggar, that beggar would not need to be washed. As only Dam that's ready for Hazor, if it was spritzed on a beggar, would the beggar need to be washed. But in this case, the Hazor was already done on the Karen of the Mizbeach, so therefore no longer would the beggar require kibbutz. And that which the mission says, Umina Yisub, meaning to say, that after the Kohen does the Hazor for the Dam HaChatzis on the four corners of the Mizbeach, the leftover Dam would be spilled onto the Yisub. And that Dam which is ready to be spilled on the Yisub after the Hazor was done on the four corners, if that Dam would go on a beggar, that beggar would not need to be washed for the same reason. As since the Hazor was already done, there was no need to wash the beggar. That Dam Chatzis fell on it. Nishbach ha'arit b'vasfo, in its time keepers. If the Dam of the Chatzis spilled straight from the neck of the behemoth onto the floor of the Hazor without being the scalp of the cleat, then the Kohen went ahead and gathered up the Dam into a cleat, and the Dam went on the beggar, that beggar would not need to be washed. Because as we said, only Dam that is right for Hazor would a beggar need to be washed if Dam from the Chatzis fell on it. But in this case, since the Dam was not in the scalp of the clay, instead it fell straight onto the floor of the Hazor, even if the coin would put the Dam into a clay after it fell on the floor of the Hazor, that Dam cannot be used for Hazor, so therefore, if the Dam would go on a beggar, the beggar would not have to be washed. Einu ton kibus, ela hadam from the scalp of the clay, v'ra'u la Hazor. As the din is, that only Dam that was in the scalp of the clay and is Roy Lahazar, only in such a case as the Dam would go on a beggar, would that beggar need to be washed. So therefore, in this case, where the Dam fell onto the floor of the Hazar, and that Dam is not Roy Lahazar, the beggar would not need to be washed. Nitaz ala or atlo hufshat. In a tongue keepers. If the Dam of a Chatzis is Roy Lahazar, would be stripped on a hide that has not yet been stripped from a behemoth. That hide would not have to be washed. As the din is, that only a beged, which is right from a kabotuma, needs to be washed, as opposed to a hide before it's stripped, it's not right with a kabotuma, so therefore, kibbutz is not required. Misha hushat, ton kibbutz, divri rabbi yehuda. But if the hide was already stripped from the behema, and dam from a chatzis would go on it, in such a case, kibbutz would be required, according to rabbi yehuda. As this hide, since it's already been stripped from the behema, is right to be a kabotuma. If the owner of the hide would decide to use the hide as is, he would not prepare the hide to be used for leather or anything else. Instead, he would use the hide just as a cover for something. In such a case, the hide would be makavo tumah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would require kibbutz if Dam Chatzis would go on it. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Achmi Shehoshud, Ein Eton Kibbutz. Rabbi Eliezer says that a hide, even after it's already been stripped from the behemoth, if Dam Chatzis would go on it, kibbutz would not be required. And even though the hide is right to be makabel tumah, if the person would decide to use the hide as is, but since it's not actually makabel tumah until the person makes that decision to use the hide as is, and that person has not yet made that decision, so it's not yet makabel tumah, so therefore the dam chatzis would not have to be washed from the beggar. Eino ton kibbutz ala makom hadam. When dam chatzis, which is roi lahazor, would get spritzed on a beggar, the only part of that beggar that would have to be washed is the place where the dam was spritzed onto it. The whole beggar would not have to be washed. V'dabar shu roi l'kabel tumah. And only something that is roi to be makabel tumah. This is like Rabbi Yehuda, who said something that is roi to be makabel tumah, even if it's not yet actually makabel tumah. As we said, that a hide that is stripped from the behemoth is roi to be makabel tumah, even though it's not yet actually makabel tumah until the person makes the decision to use the hide as is. Even so, if Dam Chatzis would get spritzed on it, it would have to be washed, even though it's not yet actually makabel tumah. But roi l'kibbutz, only something that is roi for kibbutz would have to be washed, such as a beged or an or. But a kli'eis, which is not roi l'kibbutz, you can't wash a kli'eis. Instead, if it would get dirty, you would instead rub it down. In such a case, since it's not roi l'kibbutz, nothing is required to be done if Dam Chatzis would spritz on it.
Tunin kibbutz v'makom kadosh.
Whether the Damchat got spilled on a bag or on a sack, a sackcloth, or on a hide that has been stripped from the behemoth. In any of these cases, kibbutz is required, and the kibbutz has to be done in the Makom Kadosh, in the Azor. Ushvirat kli cheres b'makom kadosh. And a kli cheres, in which butter kabbalah has been cooked in it, it has to be broken. And it has to be broken in a Makom Kadosh, in the Azor. As when kli cheres is used to cook butter kabbalah in it, the butter gets nivla into the kli cheres, and that butter eventually becomes noser after Yom B'Laila for some korbanos, or after 2 days and a night for other korbanos. And it's impossible to kasher a kli cheres. It's impossible to get out what is nivla into a kli cheres. So therefore the kli cheres cannot be used again, since there's noser nivla into the kli, so therefore the kli cheres must be broken, and the Mishnah tells us that it has to be done in the Azor. When Mariko Ustifa b'kli nechoshes, b'makom kadosh, and a kli nechoshes that is used to cook basar korbanos in it, it could be reused, as even though that basar korbanos that is nivla into the kli becomes noser. It's possible to kasher a kli nechoshes with marika and shtifa, to kasher it in hot water, and then to wash it out with cold water. And that marika and shtifa has to be done in the Makom Kadosh in the Azor. Zechomer b'chatas mikachei kachem. This is referring to kippahs. As a chatas has a chumrah, it has a stringency that other kachei kachem, such as ola and asham, do not have. As dam chatas, it gets spread on a beged, that beged needs to be washed, as opposed to other kachei kachem, if the dam would get spritzed on a beged, the beged would not have to be washed.